Dodge County Sheriff Todd Nails and 10 other soldiers from the National Guard Joint Force Headquarters in Madison spent the last year training 3,000 members of the Afghan National Army. Surrounded by friends and family at a welcome home ceremony, Nails, who commanded the unit, says they played a key role in the country's first election.
We are proud of the fact that we were able to go over there, provide security for its first presidential elections, first democratic elections in the country's history, which were very successful, as well as rid the country of many more Taliban and work alongside our ANA soldiers, an army that we have built from scratch.
Building the 203rd Thunder Corps of the Afghan Army from scratch included everything from tactical training to making sure there were enough medics in the field to treat wounded soldiers. Nails says the Afghan Army will continue to need U.S. military support for many years to come. Another member of the unit, 54-year-old Lieutenant Colonel Michael Gourley, says the country's main challenge is establishing regional army units outside the country's capital, Kabul.
And that's going to take a while for that transition to truly take hold. And until we see that through, I don't think the Army is going to be strong enough to fully support Afghanistan. Once we train them, mentor them through that process, there isn't any reason they can't be turned over and the U.S. leave.
Gourley and Nails both say Wisconsin soldiers forged strong friendships with the Afghan soldiers they were training, and that made it hard to leave. Still, Nails says he's looking forward to some R&R before taking up the reins of the Dodge County Sheriff's Department again on Thursday. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.